Good morning. It's March 18th, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. The race to dominate the AI market is heating up, with investor eyes keenly set on a handful of companies that could lead the next wave of technological revolution. Among these, NVIDIA and Marvel Technology stand out, riding high on investor expectations of significant returns due to the ongoing AI boom. This surge in interest is not just a testament to the potential of artificial intelligence, but also highlights the strategic positioning of companies across the AI stack. NVIDIA, in particular, has carved out a dominant position in the hardware segment, yet it's not without its challengers. AMD, Intel, and a bevy of startups are hot on its heels, each vying for a piece of the AI pie. The competition extends beyond hardware, with the big three cloud providers, Alphabet, Amazon, and Microsoft, predicted to be the long-term victors of this race. Their potential to control every layer of the AI stack, from hardware to software and services, positions them as formidable players in the industry. Yet, the spotlight isn't solely on these tech giants. The Motley Fool has identified three less obvious contenders with the capability to skyrocket their market cap beyond the $1 trillion threshold: Oracle, Taiwan, semiconductor manufacturing, and Airbnb. These companies are not just well-resourced. They're at the forefront of developing cutting-edge AI systems, supported by a robust network of model makers and applications. This diverse ecosystem of companies, from established giants to emerging players, underscores the dynamic and competitive nature of the AI market, hinting at a future where technological innovation knows no bounds. In a bold move shaking up the AI landscape, Elon Musk's xAI Corp has thrown down the gauntlet by open-sourcing its large language model, Grok. This decision not only intensifies competition, but also sets a new precedent for transparency and accessibility in the field of artificial intelligence. Elon Musk's venture into AI, xAI Corp, has taken a significant step by releasing Grok, its large language model, into the open-source domain. This positions Grok as a direct challenger to established models like Meta's Llama 2 and Mistral 8x7b, signaling a new era of competition and innovation. The Grok 1 model is now accessible to developers and researchers worldwide via the GitHub repository xiorggrok1, complete with example code for running the model using JAX. Under the Apache 2.0 license, Grok 1 promises a high degree of flexibility and freedom for modification, albeit with the caveat that it demands robust GPU memory to run efficiently. This detail underscores the substantial infrastructure required to leverage the model's capabilities fully. Additionally, the model's implementation includes a deliberately inefficient mixture of experts, MoE layer, a design choice made to validate the model's correctness rather than optimize performance. This strategic unveiling of Grok by Musk is not merely about advancing AI technology. It's a calculated move within the broader context of his ongoing lawsuit and critiques of OpenAI. By open-sourcing Grok, Musk challenges other language model providers to justify their model's superiority and value proposition. This development not only democratizes access to cutting-edge AI, but also escalates the pressure on competitors to innovate and improve transparency. In a pivotal moment for the digital age, the Supreme Court case, Murthy v. Missouri, is poised to address a fundamental question. Does government persuasion for social media platforms to remove misinformation infringe on the First Amendment? This case is not just a legal dispute. It's at the heart of ongoing debates over free speech, election integrity, and public health, underscoring its potential to shape the landscape of digital communication and democracy itself. The controversy stems from concerns across the board, with election officials, media organizations, civil rights advocates, and medical groups all weighing in on the potential repercussions. These range from impacts on vaccine hesitancy to the integrity of the 2024 election, and even the government's capacity to counteract foreign disinformation campaigns. The bipartisan attention the case has garnered, alongside related state laws from Florida and Texas, highlights its national significance. At the core of the dispute, the Biden administration contends that it merely suggested actions to the platforms, rather than compelling them, a claim met with skepticism by some. This assertion is critical, as a federal judge previously halted federal agencies from engaging with social media companies, a decision that underscores the high stakes involved. The tech industry is now at a crossroads, contemplating the establishment of transparent mechanisms for handling government complaints. This move is seen as a way to navigate the delicate balance between safeguarding free speech and combating misinformation, especially in the face of the challenges posed by the advancement of artificial intelligence. The case's implications extend far beyond the courtroom. It's a litmus test for the resilience of public discourse and the fight against misinformation in an era where the lines between protecting democracy and infringing on free speech rights are increasingly blurred. As the Supreme Court deliberates, the outcome of Murthy v. Missouri could set a precedent with far-reaching consequences for the future of digital communication, democracy, and free speech. In the competitive realm of artificial intelligence, Palantir is carving out a significant niche with its Palantir Artificial Intelligence platform. This move is not just about technology, it's about a strategic approach to market penetration that's paying off in big ways. At the heart of Palantir's success lies a unique lead generation strategy. By hosting immersive boot camps, the company has seen a remarkable 35% increase in its customer base in 2023 alone. This innovative approach to attracting clients is proving to be a game changer in the AI industry. Palantir's software solutions are now being embraced across a wide range of sectors. Notable companies such as Lenner, General Mills, and Lowe's are integrating Palantir's technology into their operations, showcasing the platform's versatility and effectiveness. This widespread adoption speaks volumes about the platform's capability to meet diverse industry needs. Financial analysts are taking note of Palantir's burgeoning influence in the AI market. They're recommending investment in Palantir, highlighting the company's robust financial health and the vast potential for growth in the ever-expanding AI sector. Despite a notable absence from the Motley Fool's list of recommended stocks, Palantir's pioneering efforts in the AI space are being recognized. The company's first-mover advantage is seen as a key factor in its potential for continued success, making it a compelling option for investors looking to tap into the AI market's lucrative opportunities. As Reddit gears up for its highly anticipated IPO on March 21st, it finds itself under the microscope of the FTC over its data licensing practices. This investigation, focusing on the platform's recent venture into licensing user-generated content for AI model training, marks a pivotal moment for the company as it navigates the complex landscape of privacy and regulation. Reddit's foray into this new business avenue involves a significant partnership with Google, valued at $60 million annually for training AI models. This move, while financially promising, has drawn scrutiny from both privacy advocates and regulatory bodies, underscoring the delicate balance between innovation and user privacy. The implications of the FTC's investigation for Reddit's upcoming IPO are yet to be fully understood. However, the uncertainty surrounding regulatory probes could pose challenges, potentially affecting the timing and success of the public offering. Despite these concerns, the partnership with Google is projected to bolster Reddit's financial prospects, with an anticipated revenue of $200 million over the next 3 years. Moreover, Reddit's engagement in the burgeoning AI market, projected to reach $1 trillion by 2027, alongside its investments in cryptocurrencies, signifies a strategic pivot towards emerging technologies. This move aligns with the platform's long-term aspirations, but also invites scrutiny in a rapidly evolving regulatory environment. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.